At 8:45 a.m., the coal began to tie up to a mooring point near the fuel dolphin, a process that takes about an hour. Some of the crew was working to handle the refueling. A number of sailors stood on watch on the deck above, and many were having a meal. The crew had had training in repelling an overt attack from a small boat, and extra sailors were on watch, but there was nothing suspicious about the two small tender craft circling the coal. The only anomaly was that one of the expected three boats hadn't arrived. Then another small boat, a fiberglass-hulled skiff, approached from across the harbor and pulled up alongside the coal. The crew members who saw it assumed it was the missing tender ship, expected as part of the port stop operation. The two men aboard the skiff stood erect, as if to salute. And then the coal was rocked by a blast so powerful it flipped over cars on shore. The blast hit amidships, and the explosives were sophisticated enough in their composition and arrangement that the energy of the explosion was directed below the waterline, blowing a 40-by-40-foot hole in the half-inch-thick steel plates of the armored hull. The explosion ripped into an engine compartment, flooding it. The force of the explosion drove the ship's mess upward into the deck above it, trapping and crushing sailors between the metal. 17 sailors were killed and 38 injured. The Cole is one of the Navy's most advanced destroyers, equipped with Tomahawk cruise missiles and the Aegis battle management system, a network of computers and radars capable of simultaneously tracking more than 100 targets on land, on the sea, and in the air. It was later rumored that Osama bin Laden had a particular animus against the Cole because it was one of the ships that had launched the cruise missiles against his Afghan camps in 1998 as retaliation for the embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. It is more likely that the Cole was a target of opportunity. The ships involved in that attack were never publicly identified by name, so one of bin Laden's loyalists would have had to read the hull markings of vessels engaged in those attacks, and Al-Qaeda would have had to receive advance word of the Cole's arrival. This terrifying and unlikely prospect would force us to significantly revise our assessment of Al-Qaeda's sophistication and its penetration of our military. Still, the question remains as to how the attackers got enough advance warning of the port stop to substitute their boat, which had been specially built so that the explosives were part of its structure and would have been undetectable upon search, for the expected one. Also unknown is whether these suicide boaters had received training at a Hezbollah training camp for underwater demolition in northern Lebanon.